I'm sure you've heard this before, but the most interesting thing about hypnosis is that you don't really have to do anything to go into trance and enjoy yourself. Nothing at all. We go into trance states all the time in our daily lives, running errands, doing the dishes, watching television, and of course when we go to sleep. It's easy. Our brain knows just what to do and it happens automatically. Trance is part of us, like yawning or smiling. It's in our DNA. Now, just like it can be difficult to fall asleep at will, some people find it difficult to go into trance on demand, to be hypnotized. It becomes a performance. It becomes a task. It becomes something that's constantly monitored and questioned, something with expectations, and it's awfully hard to trance in a state like that. What makes it worse is that some of the people most interested in experiencing trance, like you, I bet, are really interested in minds and mental experiences, and you want to hold on, to track, to think about it. But the thing about it is, trance is about feeling, not thinking. It's about focusing within. It's about your internal experience. It's about letting go. And the secret to trance? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing is the secret. The secret is nothing itself. You don't have to do anything. I'm going to do all the work. I'm going to take you into trance and give you a delightful experience. A wonderful experience. And you don't have to do anything at all. There are no expectations, just sensations. No commands, just suggestions. Just my voice and your pleasure. You can let go and drift in the moment. And I promise you, you'll be able to do all the thinking you want afterwards. Of course, you might want to prepare to do nothing. You might want to make sure you are in a private, personal space where you won't be interrupted, sitting or lying down comfortably. You might want to be naked or not. Me? I like to lie in my bed, naked, with the lights off and the heat on. But those details are not important. Nothing's particularly important. Nothing at all. In fact, you don't even have to consciously listen to the sound of my voice. Your attention can drift and wander to wherever it wants. I'll be here. And if you want to pause this experience just for a moment to help you prepare, prepare to do nothing. I'll still be here. And now that you're comfortable, and now that you're ready to do nothing at all, you might find it nice and relaxing to take a couple of big breaths with me. A couple of nice, large, deep breaths, filling your lungs with air from the bottom up. Don't worry, I'll do all the work. Just breathe in, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Wiggle your body around a little bit, if you like. In, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. And as you breathe deeply, you can feel your body just relaxing. It's a reflex. It happens automatically whenever you breathe deeply. All the muscles in your body start to release their tension, a little at a time. Sometimes it feels like sinking. Sometimes it feels like letting go. Sometimes it feels like a sound. Your whole body is making that sound as you breathe nice and deeply. Your muscles are thanking you for taking some time out of your day to relax. And all you had to do was nothing. Nothing at all. Just listening to the sound of my voice. All the little details of my voice. The way my breath catches. The way the syllables ebb and flow, just like you're breathing. You might find that it's even more relaxing to pause just a little bit when your lungs are full. Just a slight little pause like this. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. And out. 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. and out, 2, 3, 4. The pause is nice, isn't it? The pause allows more oxygen to circulate through your body, to let your muscles and organs cleanse and restore themselves, and they relax deeper as they realize they have to do nothing at all. It's just a nice little pause, breathing deeply and letting your body do nothing. Your breathing is nice and slow now, and it doesn't take any effort. None at all. It's nice and easy. The wonderful thing about relaxing and breathing deeply is that you start to experience your body in a different way. It's automatic, programmed in. You can start to feel things, to hear messages from inside of you that usually you don't pay attention to. And if you're like me, you can feel those messages in the hands. Yes, your hands. Your hands are how you interact with the world, how you manipulate, touch, feel, work, and play. Your hands are incredibly sensitive, and as you breathe deeply, how frequently do we think about how our hands are feeling? Right now, with nothing at all to do. I bet those hands are feeling really good. I bet all of the tendons in those fingers and the small muscles in your palms and even those wrists are feeling really nice and relaxed, tingling even, heavy and limp. They have nothing to do right now, and it feels so good. And since your hands have nothing to do, your forearms are relaxing as well. They're getting the signals from those hands and relaxing and drifting and feeling so good. Those forearms don't have to do anything, and so the tendons around your elbows release as well. Your biceps and triceps lose their tension, and the signals from your fascia start to flow throughout your body, relaxing you more and more. That's right. Human bodies are entirely connected by the network of connective tissue called fascia. It's a mechanical connection, like springs, completely independent from your nervous system. Tension in your biceps can affect your hamstrings. Tension in your calves can affect your trapezius. But here, now, in this place, your body knows it has to do nothing. And so, little by little, your body sends signals through its tissues and just sinks deeply into this wonderful state of relaxation. It's automatic. And when your fascia release, you might want to move your body a little bit. Get more comfortable so you can relax more. Do more of nothing at all. And that's completely okay. Listen to that body and feel its experience. Those shoulders are releasing, relaxing, falling into place. Breathe. That chest is releasing its tension, and the signals travel through your fascia to your back, releasing more and more tension with every nice, deep breath. It's so effortless. Breathe. It just happens. It's mechanical. It's automatic. And the relaxation flows into your core. Breathe. Your abdomen is inflating with your breath, and it's just smoothing out all of its tension, smoothing out all of its tightness, and becoming warm and comfortable. Your lower back, those small muscles that keep your spine in place, are releasing. Breathe. You are sinking down into this feeling, and it just feels right. As the relaxation spreads down into your hips, your adductors and abductors release. The large muscles in your ass, your glutes relax. And your whole body is sinking further and further, and you didn't have to do anything. So easy and effortless. Nothing at all. Breathe. At the same time, the relaxation flows upwards, into your neck, the muscles around your spine that connect from your shoulders into the back of your head, and they are just losing their tension and feeling so comfortable. And your thighs, your quadriceps and hamstrings are simply melting. Breathe. This amazing, relaxing sensation is spread into your scalp, releasing the muscles in your jaw so it just hangs slightly, naturally, comfortably. and your calves feel the release. Feel the relaxation flowing through you, hearing the contours of my voice, and feeling this wonderful feeling spreading through the contours of your body. Breathe, and the muscles in your face relax. The muscles around your eyes release, and the muscles in your ankles release, and the muscles around your mouth release, and the muscles in your feet release. And yes. Yes, that deep relaxation flowing in waves throughout your body, and it took nothing at all, no effort. And now you are deeply relaxed. That body feels so nice and wonderful. I feel it too. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm just as deeply relaxed and comfortable as you are. We're going through this journey together. Let's take a moment right here just to enjoy this feeling. Enjoy this relaxing feeling and allow it to deepen, to spread to every muscle fiber, every organ, every tissue, and every cell, and every molecule of your body. You know, I've forgotten something. Just one small, tiny thing. There is one thing you need to go into trance. Just one tiny thing. You have to consent to let me in. You have to let me into your mind so I can give you a fantastic experience. I know you want to. I know you're curious. That's why you're listening to my voice. But I know it can be difficult. It's okay to have doubt. It's okay to feel yourself holding back. That's natural. I can make it easy for you. Your body is so relaxed, so wonderfully relaxed right now, that it's sending the right messages to your brain for you. You don't have to do anything at all. You simply allow those messages in. Allow your brain to follow its nature. Allow my voice in, and as you do, you might feel that relaxing release deep inside, deep in your essence. I'm asking permission to enter, and I know you're so relaxed, you don't want to do anything at all. That's okay. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. The best part about hypnosis is that you don't have to do anything at all. Your subconscious mind hears my words, experiences my suggestions, and delivers the experience. And right now, I'm going to take a moment and let you know what's going to happen. And then I'm going to count to five as my words sink in and your mind opens its doors to me. It's okay if they are a little rusty. Most of us don't explore our inner selves very often. Very rarely are we asked to consent to mind play. And I'm so happy that you've come this far already. I'm asking you to enter your mind, and I promise I will treat it with love. That's right, love. I'm doing this because I love you, and I want you to feel good. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel my love throughout your body, throughout your heart, and your mind, and your soul. You deserve this. You've earned this. This is yours. If you allow it, I'm going to enter your mind and you're going to feel amazing pleasure. You're going to have a wonderfully satisfying sensual experience. And this is an experience that doesn't ask anything of you. No demands, no instructions, nothing at all. This experience is about your feelings and your sensations and your pleasure, and whatever happens is right for you. When your mind opens to me, your body opens as well, and it will respond naturally. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to give anything. No thoughts, no worries, nothing at all. Just my voice, my sexual being communicating directly with you. One sexual soul communing with another, here in this deep place. You're going to feel fantastic, and I bet you might already be feeling a little excited. And I'm going to feel good too. Because pleasuring you, pleasures me. It's an intense, amazing feedback loop that builds and builds and builds until, yes, you will release. You will feel yourself drop off the cliff of pleasure and explode in ecstasy. And your body will feel so fantastic, and you won't have to do anything. That release will be yours, uniquely your own, and whatever form it takes will be exactly what you need. The experience is coming, and as I count down from five, as my words sink and your mind opens its doors to me, you can feel me coming closer and closer to you. You can hear every syllable of my words, every whisper and catch in my breath, and you can feel yourself sink down into my warm, comfortable embrace. Five, breathing deeply, feeling the relaxation flowing through your body. Four, your thoughts quiet and still, floating in a void of peace, open to whatever comes. You are open to this experience, to my love. Three, your awareness focusing in, focusing on my voice, happening naturally and automatically. And as you focus on my voice, everything else just fades away. Two, I'm at the door and you're letting me in. My voice enters your mind and flows through your entire being. You can feel yourself on the threshold of trance, sense yourself stepping over and one, deeply in trance. Your mind is open. Your body is open. Your inner self feels so fantastic. Yes, deeply in trance for me. You've opened your mind to me. And the thing is, I've opened my mind to you as well. My voice contains all of me, and I am giving my voice to you. It is my gift, the gift of my love, embodied in my voice. You are drifting and floating in this deep trance state. And with every word I say, you are finding it easier and easier to float deeper and deeper for me. Easier and easier to sink into this place, to let your mind go, just allowing yourself to fall into my voice, allowing my voice to envelop you, to embrace you, to comfort you. Your mind is adrift, and you've given it to me, and I'm caressing it. I'm caressing your mind. And with each loving stroke of the tendrils of your being, you feel yourself go deeper and deeper into trance. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you relax and go even deeper. It's a delicious cycle of pleasure and trance, and pleasure and trance, and so calm and so blank, so empty for me. You know I will take you to where you want to go. You know I will fill your empty mind and empty body with my voice, and it will feel so good. And now that you're down here, everything that happens will send you deeper. Your body can move, your mind can explore, and everything that happens just adds to this delicious feeling of trance. In fact, I'm going to count down from 10. And with each number, you will feel my voice filling you more and more, effortlessly expanding to fill you completely, filling you with my words, my wonderful words, from your head to your toes, my words filling you, yes. 10, hearing my words fill you deeper. 9, feeling my words fill you deeper. 8, seeing my words fill you deeper. 7, smelling my words fill you deeper. 6, tasting my words fill you deeper. 5, breathing my words in deeper. 4, breathing my words in deeper. 3, my words filling you completely deeper. 2, my words filling you completely deeper. 1, and you are now full. There's nothing else there except my voice and my words and my will and this experience. Yes, deeper. And as you drift and float, you can feel the contours of something emerging. The contours of my voice painting an experience for you. A wonderful experience that feels even better with every word that comes from my voice as you let go deeper and deeper. Somewhere deep inside of you, there is a room. A very comfortable room, even a beautiful room. The room is softly lit with flickering candles. Their flames lazily creep across your vision and across your being, creating a sense of warmth, a sense of calm, a sense of peace. And the light of the candles reveals beautiful draperies hanging from the ceiling and walls, billowing gently in the movement created by the warm air. Soft draperies above a comfortable plush carpet, comfy cushions covering the floor, thick mats, a cozy couch, a side table. You notice a quiet, throbbing heartbeat pulsing, giving the room life, giving the room a sensual energy. Somewhere, incense is burning, creating a wonderfully musky and sensual smell. You breathe in deeply. It smells so good. Just let that sensual smell fill your body, creating such a wonderful feeling from your head down to your toes. You feel the heartbeat in your chest as you realize you are in the room. You are lying down, relaxing in this amazing room that is built for your pleasure. And every detail, every stitch of every fabric covering each part of this room speaks to you, speaks to your pleasure, speaks to the feelings within you, and you feel yourself respond. Yes, you are responding. Your body is reacting to this room. Just to be in this room makes you melt and ooze and feel something good deep inside of you. The air is ripe with the essence of pleasure, and you feel excitement in your core, anticipation, arousal, hunger. In your groin, a feeling of opening, a feeling of throbbing, of growing, of emerging, of primal yearning. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. And you are not alone. You didn't notice it at first, but now it's so obvious. There is a woman here, a beautiful woman here, wrapped in a thin, tight, strapless white dress. She has an aura, a presence, and you feel yourself drawn to her magnetically. Her body is gorgeous, her curves pushing against the smooth fabric in delicious ways. But that isn't what draws your focus. It isn't her perfect proportions, or her soft lips, or her beautiful hair. Your focus is on her eyes. It is her eyes that awaken your penis. Her eyes staring deep into you that cause you to catch your breath for a moment because her eyes are filled with light. Fill your eyes with the light of hers. Her eyes pierce you. Looking into them is looking into her soul, is looking into your soul, is looking into life itself, and there is a glistening, the slightest bit of moisture in her eyes, because here, in this place, she wants you. She needs you. She loves you. See her eyes staring into you and feel your body respond to the primal signal they send. She is here to serve. She is here to love. She is here to fuck. She is standing over you, looking down at you. She's looking at your body, and the smile on her face is broad and pure and just a little bit mischievous. She looks at your naked body, your chest, your stomach, your hips, and your growing dick, your hardening cock, filling with blood at every deep, slow breath, and her expression changes. Her eyes dart to yours, and you feel her lust. You feel her desire for you reflected in those eyes, and she sees the look in yours. She feels the primal connection, and the strength of that connection, the power of your sex, hits her with a physical force. She breaks. She can't take the intensity of your gaze and your presence. Her face blushes, and her entire body flushes, and you can see almost every detail through the thin white fabric as you breathe deeply. Yes, her entire body. Look at it now. The smooth skin of her face swoops down to the swell of her breasts against the fabric of the dress, Two hard pinpricks demanding your attention as your gaze sweeps lower, and the sweep of her hips calls to something deep within you, something animal, something primal, something urgent, something necessary. And her thighs have heat within them. You can sense it. You can smell it. You can even taste it. And her calves are shaped perfectly, and her petite feet are bare and look so incredibly soft. Breathe in this moment of stillness as the arousal grows within you. A moment of stillness as you can feel the arousal growing within her. A moment of stillness as my voice fills your mind and her presence fills you with desire as you let go. She's in the room with you, and that means you are connected. Connected in this deep place. Breathing her scent in deeply, mixing with your own, the sound of her breath getting deeper and heavier as she responds to the feelings flowing from her sex. She loves you unconditionally, loves you completely and totally. And take just a moment now to feel that love swelling inside of you. She takes a step towards you, and you feel an urge to move. You feel an urge to get up and take her, but she smiles softly and whispers, "Please, my love, let me." You didn't notice it at first, but there is something in her hand, a bottle. She steps toward you as she opens the cork, and the most fantastic scent emerges. She straddles you and sits on your hips, just above your straining cock. You can feel her ass against you, the heat between her thighs. She turns the bottle and thick, syrupy liquid oozes into her hands. She sets the bottle down and leans down close to your face. There's a moment of hesitation, a moment of ecstasy as you realize her pussy is exposed. The heat from her sex is directed at your cock, and your cock responds. Her chest is heaving. Being this close to you is setting her body on fire. And you don't want to move. You want to know what happens next, and you want to be served. You want to feel taken care of. And she wants to deliver that to you. She wants you to experience every moment of the ecstasy she can bring you. Her face moves next to yours, and you can feel her warm breath in your ear as she whispers, "Let me please you." Her lips brush against your cheek, and then move to your lips, and you feel her tongue fluttering, creating an electric spark at the contact that rushes through your body and sets your nerves alight. And just like that, her hands are on you, on your shoulders, rubbing and kneading that thick, syrupy liquid into your skin. And everywhere she touches, everywhere you feel that fluid, there is a beautiful sensation, a deep warmth that grows and flows and builds and feels so good, so relaxing, so paralyzingly amazing. She digs her fingers into your shoulders and neck, and you feel them relax. You feel them dissolve. You feel yourself melt under her ministrations, and her hands move lower. They move to your chest, and you feel power there. You feel yourself inflate. You feel yourself infused with sexual power as your muscles relax. But your being, your essence grows and expands and throbs with arousal. Your primal self, pure and energetic, is untethered, released, expanded. Your chest is broad, smooth muscle, swelling with pride and confidence. Feel the energy coursing through your upper body as she traces her fingers along your muscles, lightly brushing your nipples, teasing you and coaxing you as you let go to this wonderful feeling. Yes, this wonderful feeling coursing through your body. Her weight on you, pressing into you, the heat of her thighs. The feeling grows as she moves her hands to your arms, coating them with this oil, this pure sexual essence, this slippery wetness. Energy penetrating into your biceps and triceps, your forearms, wrists, palms, and fingers. Each part she touches feels the growing energy, sliding effortlessly, thick and heavy and powerful. She lifts her hips and resettles lower on your body, her presence between your thighs creating a radiance, a glow. She traces her fingers down the sides of your torso, across your stomach. Her fingers edge close to your throbbing cock, and for a moment you can feel the blood rushing toward it, straining to reach, pushing out further and further to meet her soft fingertips. But it isn't time for that yet. You let go, and the sexual energy grows as her hands move to your hips, coating them with oil, massaging it into every inch, breathing deeply as the energy grows within you, within her, within your connection. The feeling builds as she massages your thighs, working every inch of your thighs, as you feel them swell with power, swell with excitement, overflowing with energy and strength and confidence, and the thick chain of muscles in the core of your body is alive and feeding from the energy in this place as she oils your calves and you feel them melt with pleasure under her touch. She reaches your feet, working out every detail, running her thumbs down the line of each muscle and tendon, and your body is covered in oil. Your body is perfectly relaxed, perfectly at ease, perfectly energized. All except for your throbbing cock. She's left that out, and you both know why. The wait will be worth it. She bends to your ear again and whispers to you softly, "My turn." She stands up, and her tight dress begins to fall from her body. The skin of her chest is exposed, more and more inches of her creamy flesh before your hungry eyes, and you can see the flesh of her tits move and stretch as the fabric moves over them. The weight is agonizing, but then in one swift moment her nipples are free and her tits are bare, perky, beautiful teardrops. Her areola are pink and round and capped with perfect, hard red nipples. Her dress falls lower, exposing her flat stomach and the stretch of her navel. The faintest hint of vertical lines on her abdomen. She is strong and flexible, powerful coiled energy, submissive to you, submissive in this place. The soft, flickering light behind her exposes the downy hair of her midriff. The dress is moving over her hips now, the fertile space that arouses that deep hunger within you. She winks at you and turns around, the swell of her heart-shaped ass getting larger and larger as she bends forward, exposing herself to you, presenting herself to you. The dress slides over her hips and falls, and now her smooth ass is directly pointed at you. Her pussy is bare, smooth and glistening, and it seems to throb in your vision as you let go to your arousal. Pulsing energy from her pussy, connected to you, connected to your cock, connected to your throbbing, pulsing, surging body. You can't look away. You can smell her musk, her arousal, her intensity, her need. You can feel it. Feel her need just as much as you need her as you let go. Your breathing is hot and heavy. You feel your balls churning, and you feel your cock straining in the air as a single bead of moisture runs down her inner thigh. You see a finger catch it and hear her moan, as she tastes her arousal, tastes her pussy. She straightens up, and you can see the bottle of oil in her hand as she raises it over her head and pours it on herself, moaning and drenching herself in the thick liquid as a wave of warmth moves through you. The liquid bunches in heavy droplets on her skin and trails down her body, leaving shiny patches as she slowly turns to face you once more. Thick droplets collecting on her nipples, and it looks like maybe even more oil is appearing there. More oil oozing from her skin. There's some kind of reaction, some kind of intensity that wasn't there before. Something more. Something more powerful and primal, something emerging from her body. She straddles you again, and this time there is an intensity, there is a hunger, there is a passion that seems to have been unleashed as she presses every inch of her upper body into you, using your amazing body to rub the oil into herself. Her face is buried in your neck. You can feel her breasts crushed against your chest, her hard nipples scraping back and forth as the heat between you grows and grows. She is using your primal energy to bring out the animal within both of you. Everything is smooth and slick and so wet, and both of your bodies are throbbing now. Both of you are feeling the intense warmth of the thick liquid on your skin. With each movement of your body, you feel your cock pulse with energy, the muscles twitching and stretching, suffused, infused with pleasure as you let go. She rolls, and you see her proud chest swell as she rubs her back against you, coating every inch. Her nipples are oozing more and more of the oil as it coats her, as it coats you, as it envelops you, as you envelop her. Her ass rubs against your stomach and pelvis, and your cock is straining, but somehow she knows just how to avoid it. Her hips move, and you can feel the heat of her cunt circling all around your pelvis, getting closer to your balls, then closer to your head, then brushing near your hip. You think she's teasing you, but really, she's teasing herself. Really, you can tell that she needs it just as much as you do, maybe even more, as her legs wrap around yours and she pulls herself upright, using her thighs against your own and her calves stretching to reach your feet as the oil infuses her with energy. The room has changed. The heartbeat you feel is thicker, heavier. The air is warmer. The energy of this deep place grows and deepens and expands within you and within her, and something is happening. If she was beautiful before, she's perfect now. The glistening oil in her skin has changed her, just as it has changed you, has revealed something primal, something more, something amazing, something above and beyond, and yet something simple, something right. Her breasts are large, heavy, yet perfectly shaped. Perfect for bouncing, for teasing, her thick nipples perfect for twisting, for pinching and pulling, for sucking. Her hands sweep over them and her mouth forms a perfect O shape, her red, sensual lips so thick, so hungry for your length, your hardness, your flesh. Her hips swell and the gap between them is the fertile ground for your seed, the perfect place to bury yourself deep inside, to penetrate, to claim, to fuck. She is a goddess, and you are her god, her master, her object of worship, her partner and soulmate. She kneels before you, between your legs, and you can see her ass in the air, the curve of each cheek rounded and wet. She starts rubbing her inner thigh as she turns her face towards yours, but her eyes are closed. There's a lovely, blissful smile on her face as she gets closer and closer to your throbbing dick. Closer and closer to your aching sex, closer and closer to the object of her need. And then, at the same moment she touches your penis, she opens her eyes and stares into your soul. Your cock is convulsing, it is twitching, it is uncontrollable, it is so good, so amazing. She is touching you, she is stroking you, and the feelings go beyond your cock. It goes beyond the throbbing, swelling mass between your legs. It's the light in her eyes. It's the sparkling, incredible sensation as she strokes up and down your soul with her eyes and your cock with her hands, and your being with her being as she strokes you and rubs that oil, that pure sexual energy, that pure primal essence into you. The head of your cock is swelling with blood, swelling with energy as the oil sinks in, her hand brushing against you delicately. You feel the tug of your skin as she strokes downward, and each nerve ending in your cock is alive and vibrating with incredible energy. She reaches the bottom, and your ass clenches, your balls tighten, your pleasure spikes as you let go. Her hand is petite, but each of her fingers feels like a bolt of lightning on your cock, the oil merging in as you feel yourself pushing out, you feel yourself changing even more, you feel that energy summoning something deep within you, something male at its most basic, the desire to penetrate, to fill, to protect and hold and give and take, and you're harder than you've ever been. You're throbbing harder than you ever have. The pressure and pleasure in your cock is overwhelming, but you have the power. You can take it. You want more of it. You want more of this feeling, more of her, more of everything. You feel the swelling, your swelling desire and throbbing pleasure, and it feels so fantastically amazing, but now she's rubbing your balls. She's massaging oil into your balls, and you feel them becoming heavier. You feel them filling, sinking, expanding, dropping, growing. Feel the oil soaking into your entire sex as your primal nature is exposed. Your masculine energy travels through your entire body, and your need is paramount. There are no thoughts, just the feeling of this energy, just the desire, just the love for this woman and her love for you. Your cock is hot and wet and slippery, and she needs both of her hands to stroke it now. Both of her hands to rub that oil in, and there's more oil coming. It's coming out of your cock, just as it came out of her nipples. Your pre-cum is the essence of sex itself, and there's more of it flowing now, coating her hands, coating you, coating her, bonding you, a bonded pair, a primal need to mate, to fuck, to penetrate her and claim her and take her and mark her and keep her and serve and be served and pleasure and be pleasured. You are locked into her eyes on either side of your cock in your vision, two piercing points of light that swirl and move and bob and sway, and the pleasure is so intense as her hands move up and down your throbbing manhood, your massive cock, your beautiful, perfect expression of masculine sex, up and down, and the light of her eyes enters you, enters your cock, filling each instant with arousal and pressure and aching desire. Desire for her, desire for my voice, desire for your pleasure, breathing the desire in so deep within your core. Your vision blurs with the pleasure of it, with the feel of it. And just for a moment, you see a glimpse of red, and your thoughts turn to her lips, her perfect lips. And at the same moment, her hands move, one hand returning to your balls, as she moves her lips toward the head of your cock and gives it a little, tiny kiss. It's a shot, a flash of heat and power, and you can't help yourself. You thrust into her mouth, surprising her, and her lips open for you, her plump lips gently squeezing the head of your cock, traveling down your shaft and back up again as you feel her tongue swirl around your sensitive head. It's pure sensation. It's ecstasy. It's incredible. It's overwhelming as her thick lips go down and up, her slippery lips going down and up, tugging at your shaft, licking your head, swirling around and around, squeezing the sides, her fingers on your balls, your tightening balls. The feeling within you so strong, watching her suck your cock, makes you feel so good. She's serving you. She's licking you. She's pouring her energy into you and lapping up your pre-cum, and her mouth feels so wet and slippery, and you breathe deeply, and the scent of her submission to your cock is intoxicating, and her lips travel down, and you feel the suction, and your eyes roll back. The suction travels through you, pulling more and more of you into her mouth, through her thick lips, into her mouth and her tongue, in and out of her mouth as her tongue rolls around and around and around, gripping you, pulsing through you, into her throat, so deep and so good, and her fingers on your heavy balls. Yes, her fingers are playing with your massive balls, your fertile sac, and one slips behind, making you squirm and moan and let go and sigh and breathe, and you can tell it's turning her on even more. Her mouth is stuffed with your hot, heavy, hard, primal cock, so perfectly rigid, sucking you, her thick lips rubbing against your head, taking you down her throat. Each time you enter her mouth, you travel a little further and you feel the suction, sucking you and sucking you and sucking you, and the feeling of her lips rubbing against the sides of your shaft, the sound she makes as she reaches the tip, the hunger in her eyes, the desire. Her fingers on your balls, gently coaxing, rubbing and sucking and sucking and sucking, and the cum is churning and she's coaxing it from you, pulling it up, and you feel the base of your cock throbbing, gathering energy, gathering all of that wonderful energy. And then she stops, with just the head of your cock in her mouth. She breathes deeply, and so do you. She can't take it anymore. She needs you. You need her. It's agonizing, the suction as she releases your cock with a soft pop. She moves her body, positions herself directly over your throbbing dick, your churning balls. She holds your cock with one hand and places the other on your chest. You feel every inch of her skin and the anticipation as she slowly lowers herself, lower and lower, down, closer and closer. Her pussy is brushing against the head of your cock, the nerves alight, the pure connection, the link. She shifts slightly and guides you into her most intimate offering. She whispers, "I'm yours, all yours." Immense pressure, incredible pleasure as her pussy lips slide down over your head, stretching out her pussy as you slowly sink in, as she slowly slides down as you enter her. Her eyes are wide and she gasps as your entire head slips inside of her. The friction on your penis is exquisite. A million tongues, a million fingers, the smooth walls of her pussy caressing every inch of your cock. Her thighs quiver and shake, and she relaxes down all the way to the base of your cock, your massive cock filling her up, stretching her out, reaching her in a way she's never felt before. Never felt so much pleasure. You've never felt so much pleasure. Your hands are on her smooth hips and hers are on your chest as she moves and slowly slides her pussy back up the length of your shaft. Up and up, slowly. So much length, so much hardness inside of her still, so much energy in her cunt. She pauses for a moment and then slides back down a little bit faster. A wave of pleasure traveling down the length of your cock, sparking a wave of pleasure up your spine right into your soul. She gasps and is transported, is transfixed, her eyes alight, her mouth drooling, her nipples so hard, her tits bouncing and swaying as she rides you faster and faster, up and down, in and out, each inch of your cock feeling the waves and waves of pleasure as her cunt slides up and down, in and out, over and over again. She collapses forward. She can't keep herself up, but her hips are moving so fast and hard. There's no stopping now as you let go, as she lets go, as you both surrender to this experience. She's kissing you as she rides you, and there's more oil now, more sexual bliss coming from her mouth down your throat, filling your body with this feeling, filling your mind. There's nothing, nothing at all there, just the primal energy of your maleness pumping her essential womanhood over and over, up and down, in and out, over and over again, sweat dripping, juices oozing, the lips of her cunt sliding up and down, her pussy walls squeezing your cock, squeezing your tip in the sides of your shaft, squeezing you as she throws her head back and moans. Fuck me, fill me, claim me, take me and use me and own me, she says. And the words repeat in your mind over and over, and she moves up and down, in and out, over and over again, her pussy sliding with delicious friction, your balls swelling, the power building. She is impaling herself on your cock, and you feel it reaching greater and greater depths inside of her. Feel it penetrate her soul. Feel the power. Every fantasy you've ever had is playing in your mind. Everything you've ever wanted is possible, is necessary, is inevitable, because she is here, and she loves you, and she's fucking you higher and higher and closer to the edge as the cum builds and builds as you slide in and out and in and out and in and out. Yes, feel your cum building around the base of your cock. Feel the cum building higher and higher. She's begging, crying, moaning, yelling uncontrollably as the pleasure takes her, takes you. The energy takes you both away, somewhere beyond, somewhere above. She needs your cum, needs your acceptance, needs your claim, needs to submit. Feel it building higher and higher, building more and more. She opens herself to you, opens her soul, opens her spirit. Let go to this energy. Let it overwhelm you completely and fill her pussy with your cum. Fill her now. Fill her. Take her. Make her. Mate her. Own her. Fill her cunt with your hot, thick cum. Yes, feel the cum building higher and higher. She rides and writhes and moans and quivers and her cunt squeezes around you. Her pussy shakes up and down, in and out and in and out and in and out and coming, coming, coming is all you can think about. Yes, she is coming around you and you are coming in her. Yes, you are coming inside of her, marking her cunt, claiming her body, filling her fertile womb with your seed. Yes, coming, coming, coming as she rides you, as your cock spurts deep inside of her, as she quivers and shakes and throbs and swells and heaves. Yes, you feel yourself giving in, coming inside of her pussy, coming inside of her, coming so deep, so hot, so wet, so needy, so wonderful. Your seed filling her cunt, filling her womb, filling her completely. Each spasm and thrust giving you more and more pleasure. Yes, coming so long and so hard and so wonderful, and each massive shot of cum enters her and shoots pleasure through her. Her head is back, her tits are swaying and bouncing, her cunt is drooling onto you as you come and come. In this moment, there's only your sexual spirit and her sexual spirit, pure, animal, a private space, an unbreakable connection forged in the heat of your power and your love and her need and your desire coming deep inside her as she seals around you, sucking it all in, keeping it all, absorbing it, reflecting it, enhancing it, growing and swelling and throbbing with it. Erupting inside, spurting inside, each wave of pleasure greater than the last, lasting so long, so incredibly long, so incredibly powerful. It's never felt so powerful, so raw, so primal, so good. You are one with her, and she is one with you, and there is nothing but the two of you forever. The sensations radiate through every cell of your body. Every cell alive with orgasmic release. And she slows, and your cock throbs. Your body releases. You fall back, sweat dripping from her, your juices pooling at your hips, breathing so deeply as your body relaxes, falls deeply into this sensation of satisfaction. Relax here for just a moment, for as long as you need to, as you float and drift. She's on top of you, clutching you, as you wrap your arms around her, feeling her on you, feeling her in you, feeling yourself deep inside of her. Your seed is deep inside of her, the seed of your cock, the seed of your body, the seed of your soul, the connection, the deep connection you share. Satisfied, warm and satisfied. You filled her to bursting with your cum and your love and your body and your soul, and she filled you too. Filled you with her passion, with her love, with her essence, with her pleasure and desire and primal energy. She's inside of you, inside your mind, inside your soul. This woman, this place, this pleasure is inside of you. It's part of you now, and it's in the world. A little more pleasure. For a little more wonderful world. And you can bring this pleasure, take this pleasure, share this pleasure. That woman is inside of you, but she's out there. She's out there looking, looking for you. You are capable of so much pleasure and you deserve it. You deserve this. You are an amazing, beautiful, sexual, primal man, and your needs, your desires are okay, are so much more than okay. And you can return here whenever you need to, whenever you want to visit to experience this. Return to this wonderful place as often as you like. It's part of you now. Bask here for a minute, for a moment, for an eternity if you need to. Drift and float for as long as you need. And now it's time to leave. Time to return to your world. Counting up to five, counting to full wakefulness, counting up and energizing. It's time to say goodbye, but she's not going anywhere. She's part of you now, and you will recognize her whenever you see her. One, starting to feel your awareness returning to the room you're in. Two, feeling energy flowing back into your body. Three, feeling the energy in your fingers and your toes, your arms and your legs. Four, ready to wake, ready to face your day with joy for the pleasure you can bring. Breathing in deeply. And five, fully awake, aware, rested, and ready. Thank you so much for sharing this experience with me.